Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm the one and only, Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting jazz show for you tonight. And I do mean bad. Remember, you always hear me say, my older brother Marvin would talk about Big Maybelle. And I got a track from her that I'm going to play. And she's a biggin', but she can cut. And when I say she can cut, she can cut. So tonight's show, the soul of the music inside. All that jazz now, jazz is a way of life if you listen to the soul in the music. And I even read that later on. Somebody sent me a clip. Nina Simone said the same thing. I said, get the heck out. So, we're going to be talking about that tonight. But I want you to know, we're on the cutting edge of jazz. And I'm telling you, we're ready to cut it up. We're almost at 7:07, which is our cut time, where we start getting in. Digging in deep. So I want you to dig in deep with me. And I'm going to knock your socks off. I'm going to just knock them off. Knock them in the air like Superman. I'm going to play this track by Grant Green, Idle Moments. And when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. And that was Grant Green, called Idle Moments. You know, Grant Green is bad. You know, when I was writing this up, right? Because you have to come up with some really good thinking words. So have you ever wondered why the human soul finds jazz, well, actually jazz music, exotic, and sometimes explained, you know, with one word, eclectic? And when I was telling some of my other producer friends, they said, eclectic? I said, yeah, when you used eclectic for jazz artists, the definition means at least that you can, you know, do some things. So I was wondering, when I put it together, what I was actually going to use that as. So the definition of eclectic, it means, by some dictionaries, the term means driving ideas, style, or taste from a source. Now, you know, jazz artists, they get their source from inside. They find that eclectic meaning inside of them to play and compose the sound of music their way. And I had to look it up because I wanted to be sure. I wanted to be right on target. Because when I say I can cut, I can cut. And so the word fit right in, eclectic. Used in the dictionary, the term means deriving ideas, style, or taste from a broad and diverse range of sources. It could be their environment, their passion, what they think, how they feel, and how they want to express themselves. So I think Dizzy Gillespie was considered eclectic. We're going to play a track by my guy, Boney James, and it's called Hold On. So we got you covered on the Don S. McClure Show. And you can reach the show by dialing 347-633-9376 or go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on air button. Boney James. Hold on tight. Whew. You know, when I play that one, I had these barbells, right? And I'd be holding on tight and move it and push it, getting my six-pack together. Hey, but this is for real. Check this out. I was zipping back, trying to get to the studio so I could finish up the playlist, right? So I stopped in one of my favorite restaurants. And, of course, my guys are in there, the owner of this restaurant and his sons and nephews. So I come in and he says, hey, Don, I say, what's up, man? What's up? I said, I need a large order of fries. So his dad was in the back. So he came out. He said, hey, my friend. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm still alive. Still alive. He said, hey, come over. We need to have a drink together. I got the Crown Royal. So everybody in the restaurant, look. I said, I can't do the run. He said, just one drink with friends. I said, no, Policia, get me. He said, no, Policia. I said, yeah, the Policia will get me, man. So, but I will be back to get the drink. He said, okay, my friend. Oh, man. He almost got me in trouble. I almost got him in trouble. But man, they make the best French fries in the world. They do. And that was my guy, Peter White, doing Walk On By. That was originally written by Burt Bacharach. And then D.R. Warwick cut it up. She had me crying all on my computer. She was just so sad. Just keep walking. I can't stand you, Don. We're going to buy me before I hit you with an egg. But that's who that originally was written for. And then the jazz artists took it over, and they started just playing what they wanted. So remember we talked about the word eclectic. When used for jazz artists, this definition means at least. For some, in the dictionaries, the term means deriving ideas, style, or taste from a broad and diverse range of sources, which means that they will hear something in another genre and say, but we could play that in jazz. And then they'll hear somebody sing, and they'll be like, I could play that instrumental, like we're going to do tonight. We got a track written by Cole Porter Band. And the track is called I Love You, and it was sang by Jo Stanford, a young lady, 1944, Cole Porter. But Coleman Hawkins took it, and he said, no, I'm going to play this too. So we're going to play both of them. The 1944 young lady singing, Jo Stanford, and Coleman Hawkins cutting up. I told you when I say you could cut. It is time for us to take a quick break and play our theme song, All That Jazz Now, and the new theme song. Well, we're going to play the new classical. Yeah, we're going to play it. So let me play this because it's almost 7:30, and when I come back, man, we got some bad mojo jazz for you. We're going to play Big Maybelle. A lot of you ain't never heard of, but she could cut.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Maybelle, she's singing a track called Candy, and I'm telling you, my older brother Marvin, because we'd always talk about Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Dakota Staten, and all of them, and Billie Holiday, he said, man, but Big Maybelle could cut. So I'm going to play Candy, and don't forget she's eclectic. because she's singing in her style. And this big lady can cut, man. I even put some pictures of her on Facebook. They called her. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, in the Jazz Club, we have the phenomenal, the amazing, Big Maybelle singing Candy and her band. Get it, Big Maybelle.
Why I call my sugar candy. I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. Candy is always handy, just when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were four of him, and I could love that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 he's gonna be just dandy. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yes, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
Man, them guys was in the club. Candy be singing. Big Maybelle. They be go, oh, Lana. Oh, Jesus. I want the big woman. Man, and they showed some pictures of her dancing. Man, she had this little skirt on, and she was jugging. Candy. God. Big Maybelle. Okay. So go look her up. I kid you not. She was on InGroove, which was a jazz label. And people said, really, Don? I said, yeah, man. Big Maybelle, my brother taught me about her. And some more of them. We're going to jump to a track by, written by, Cole Porter. And it's called I Love You. So we're going to do it first by Joe Stafford. Because, you know, a lot of the, we won't call them white women, but Caucasian artists, they were singing all these songs. And the blacks were taking them over, man. They would get them and do them their way. And Coleman Hawkins bad. So we're going to play Joe first, 1944 track, Cole Porter. He wrote the song. He was doing a lot of them songs for the movies and stuff. And then we're going to follow it up with I Love You by Coleman Hawkins.
I
My producer was just telling me He said, Don, when I heard that, my daddy used to sing that. I said, Candy? He said, yeah, I thought it was, because I think these other young ladies, the so-and-so sisters did it. But, you know, they would do it in their style. Candy, ba-ba-ba-bee-dee. But then the Big Maybell got it, and she added that. Oh, Candy. Yeah, bring me that Candy. Hey, I got a track that I got to play. And, of course, see, at the jazz clubs, they had so many great singers, dancers, you know, just cutting up in the jazz, right? But there was a guy who actually did sing, but they would bring him out, and he would do the poetry for the ladies, right? Now, it'd be getting late. The guys be all anxious, take the girls on out the door. And the mood had to be set, right? So they just heard Candy and I Love You. And then they would bring on, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, one of the greatest voices in the world, Arthur Prysock. And he's going to be doing some electric and exotic poetry. So ladies, hold on to your purses and them garter belts. Because this man can cut back in the day.
Each time I know beauty, it shall be through you. When joy lifts me high, or sorrow breaks me, when I love again, my senses conditioned to you will be forgetting you anew. Each kiss that fills my mouth shall fill it with your lips. Yes, each time my eyelids crumble and close under blood's fire impact, when love strikes home, yours will be the mouth, and yours the disengaging arms. I will be forgetting you in silence and in song. In silence will I dream dreams of you too wonderful to dare aloud. And of words I shall not use for anyone but you, I shall make poems. When a star falls, I shall wish for you. When the moon is new, I shall wish for you. When a bird looks into my window, when a leaf falls before me, when I find a fern in flower, I shall wish for you. When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering, when we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all, remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, And everything I said was sweet or funny. And everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cup my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses. Feel rich red colors, taste some ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all I, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long. And with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
I could kiss a thousand miles and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth kisses. Man, when I first heard that, that inspired me to write the book, Romantic Images of You. That jazz will get you, get all inside of you. That's what they mean by eclectic. You know, artists find the sources, deriving ideas, style, or taste from broad and diverse ranges just of sources. And the guy that wrote that was back in 1930, and it was a poem written in his diary. And then later on, the producers turned it into music with Arthur Price Sox Force. So that's what we mean by finding sources to entertain. Oh, man, we got to take a quick break. I'm sweating up in here, man. This jazz is getting away. We got some more bad jazz. Just some. We even got Chaka Khan, and George Duke is playing on her track with her. And she did a track called Dark Shadows. No, Dark Secrets. And it's bad. Her band played it. I didn't know Chaka had her own band. I knew about Rufus and all them, but no, it's jazz. So, man, we're getting ready to cut up. Let me take this quick break. And when I come back, man, we got more dangerous jazz for you. So hold on to your garters.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, You travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and we're going to get to this track. Before we get to Sarah Vaughan, I mean, she did an album called Romance. She had a track on there called Wanting More. She had another track called Romance. And where's that other track at? Let's see. Sarah, because we got three. And we got a track by from our archive. Penny Wells, we got Wes Montgomery, and of course we've got the new star of jazz, Laura Henderson, and her quartet. She's doing Latin jazz. And you know what I like on Facebook? This young lady named Denise, she's got a large music group. And I was posting the music and putting it all together, and she said, Dan, you can put your stuff on my group. Because we love jazz, and we love you, and we know you're good. So put it on our Facebook group page. I said, okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Denise. And the group, from what I understand, it's got about 7,000 or 8,000 members. Wow, that's kind of deep. So I told her, thank you. I think it's called Jazz in the Basement. But I got to check it out to be sure. But anyway, it was such an honor to be asked, hey, put your stuff on my Facebook everywhere. So we got this track. Oh, okay, here's the other track. Nothing Will Be As It Was. So we got three Sarah Vaughan tracks. That's all kind of romantic, telling stories. So let's get to it. We've got to play Shaka. Doing jazz. And like I said, she was with George Duke. And we're going to follow it up with Dark Secrets from the Shaka Khan Jazz Group. Oh, man, this is deep. My Funny Valentine.
Make me smile in my arms. Your looks are laughable. Unfoldable enough that you're my do
fourth soundtrack album, recorded with Babyface. And the name of the song is My Funny Valentine, Rodgers and Hart. Davis on bass.
Your mouth a little bit weak.
Wow, a live concert. You just was entertained by the Chaka Khan Jazz Band. George Duke backing her up live. I mean, man, she cut my Valentine. She cut it out. Cut it. Woo-hoo. It is 8:14, man. We cutting. Oh, man. I got to get to some more. Cutting it. I got some more cutters. That's what I'm going to call people from now on. Are you a cutter? Can you cut it? Can you cut like a razor blade? Oh, man, I'm enjoying this show. We'll be right back. We've got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. And don't forget, we went into the archives and pulled out some stuff. So you're going to hear some Wes Montgomery. And we better hurry up before we run out of time. What do you say to that? So let me see what's going on my board. What am I being signaled to? Oh, take a break and then come back and play more great jazz.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back, and we're gonna dig into the archives. We're gonna play a track by a jazz artist named Penny Wells, My Love Will Be Yours, that she wrote and produced on her album. So let's give a listen. And when you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up Penny Wells. You will enjoy her work. She just did a concert too. I saw on Facebook.
All that's wrong, when it seems all hope is gone in your world. When you hold your head down low, you don't know which way to go. You can always rest assured that I'm on your side. No matter how the enemy will try to bring you down, there's only one thing you should know. If you know nothing else, know that my love will be yours today, today. My now you're in despair.
Because I produced a short promo for Miss Penny Wells. Dad, could you do a promo? You know I could knock that out. And I put a water in there and a bridge going into the ocean. It was nice. I just put my foot in it, man. I like that. I like doing that. I love being creative. Hey, we're going to jump from our archives to Sarah Vaughan. Wanting More, and it's on an album called Romance. And some of you, and most of you, have never heard Sarah Vaughan sing Wanting More. So we're going to play that. And when I come back, man, we got more eclectic jazz artists for tonight.
Makes me welcome with his eyes. They tell me I can leave my fears at the door. This feeling takes me by surprise. Passion missing before.
a girl with dreams of lace and a magical night. Afraid of what the mirror shows. Afraid that love passed her by. We moved together slow, slow. No need to rush things at all.
And that's Sarah Vaughan doing Wanting More. And we've got some more of them from the archives. Man, we cut it. We're going to jump to a track by Wes Montgomery. It is, we got 32 more minutes. Oh, my God. The jazz show just be cutting. And when we come back, we got to play Laura Henderson. And then we got two more tracks by Sarah Vaughan. Tracks that you have not heard. So hit it, Wes. Take it out.
Thank you.
And that was Mr. Wes Montgomery. The track is called A Day in the Life. Oh, we got 26 minutes. I got to hurry up. Hey, let me play this track by our famous Latin jazz artist out of Florida, Lauren Henderson.
Déjame, déjame reposar en una tumba triste. Vuela, 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 aliento fuerte con un par de manos bellas. Manchado de espejo, prepáralo, prepáralo, oh.
That's Lauren Henderson, and you could find all of the artists that we play on YouTube, sometimes on Amazon Prime Music. It just depends on how Alexa feels like acting. Hey, we're going to jump to a track called Nothing Will Be As It Was, Sarah Vaughan. And again, we chose these from some albums that she recorded, and people said, Don, I hadn't heard that. So again, our wording is, have you ever wondered why the human soul finds jazz music exotic and sometimes explained with one word, eclectic for the artist? When used for jazz artists, this definition means, at least by some dictionaries, the term means deriving ideas, style, or taste from a broad and diverse range of sources. Here we go with Sarah Vaughan.
Got my feet on the road just to see you. In my hair, got a taste of the dawn. I knew nothing would be as it was tomorrow. Tell me, when will I hear from my people? Tell me, when will I hear from my friends? Bleeding fire deep down in my heart, no one ever can treat us apart. Holding on to a tear. me, what do I hear from my people?
Tell me, what do I hear from my friends? Now that we got our feet on the road, now that we have a taste of the dawn, holding on to a teardrop of sun in the mouth of the night.
Tell me, what do I hear from my people?
Tell me, what do I hear from my friends? Now that we've got our feet on the road, now that we have a taste of the dawn, holding on to a teardrop of sun in the mouth of the night.
Tell me, what do I hear from my people?
Tell me, what do I hear from my friends? Now that we
man. Now think about it. Nobody ever told you that Sarah Vaughan was an activist. She's like, what do I hear from my people? What do I hear from my friends? Now that we got our feet on the roof and we got plans. See, everybody has been dealing with activism. Harry Belafonte, Sarah Vaughan, everybody. They wasn't just singers. They wanted to get the message out that we're a people that deserve respect. Hey, I'm going to play this track. We got 17 more minutes by Sarah Vaughan. It's called Romance. And again, you know, just some different tracks that people didn't expect. This is kind of like a little ballad.
Keep watch in the darkness. You lie here beside me asleep. In the moonlight, your innocence shining. Light a cigarette, the match shakes in my hand. And if you suddenly open
just hold tight to you and wait till morning to tell you goodbye. I'll bring you the paper and coffee as always. Then I'll turn in you, ask me where I am going. My heart will betray me, but I leave you knowing what we had is gone. You make a sound in your pillow, it seems that you call me. It's starting to rain and the streetlights look lonely. I think I should stay at least another day till the storm goes away. Tell you goodbye. I'll bring you the paper and coffee as always. Then I'll turn in you, ask me where I am going. My heart will betray me, but I'll leave you knowing what we had is gone. You make a sound in your pillow, it seems that you call me. It's starting to rain and the streetlights look lonely. I think I should stay at least another day till the storm goes away.
Oh man, I like that. I bring you your coffee and the paper, and you say, where am I going? I guess I'm going to work, but I won't go. I'm gonna stay because it's raining. I don't know who wrote that one, man. I gotta find out. Hey, I'm gonna play this track by our Latin jazz artist from Florida, Laura Henderson. We got 13 more minutes to go. So let me play this. Then we got Justin. And man, we're running out. And we played Big Maybell too. Oh man. Hey, let me get this track on though.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad, pero ya tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Thank you. nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor, la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And that is our promotion for Sunday. Yes, we have a great classical two-hour show that's growing by leaps and bounds, like Superman. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Justin. It's called Same Mistake, and it's from our undiscovered artist, Jazz Section.
Door and up the street, look at the stars beneath my feet. Remember I said I was wrong, so here I go. Ooh. 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 Oh,
Oh, man, that girl can cut. Well, four more minutes. We got to get ready to get out of here. Oh, and I talked to my accountant today, and I told him I was in negotiations or conversation with SBA. And he said, Don, that's good. That just means if they haven't turned it down already, you're in good shape. I said, thank you, because I could use it to produce. So we're still hanging on for that. The good news is we are moving on with plans to knock your socks off. So we're going to play Big Maybelle, Candy, and she's going to take us on out of here. And a big salute to an artist that was around doing the Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald days and did pretty good, especially for a full-figured woman because everybody was so pencil thin. But this girl could cut, and I'm proud of her. Big Maybelle on the Jazz Night.
Candy, why I call my sugar candy. I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. Yes, my understanding candy. My candy's always handy, just when I need sympathy. That much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Day that I'll take my candy and make him mine. Mine, oh mine, yeah. Mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
Good night, everybody. Candy. All that jazz. Now, man, we cut up tonight. The soul of the music inside. See, I believe that. I believe there's a soul inside of you that has a great ability for appreciation. I'm going to say good night and see if I can find me some Vicks VapoRub. Good night.